I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
So we're going to start today with the COVID-19 update. We've been doing this for a while.
We have.
Yes.
I remember when we first started, you were hoping that we'd be done with it in 4 weeks.
That was.
That was your question.
Yes.
I said, I kind of laughed. I had a feeling that this would take a little while.
Yeah. Wishful thinking, huh?
Yes.
Well, let's give the update. And then the rest of the show, we're going to talk about how to build the immune system. Very important to fight off the virus. So let's talk about Pfizer has been FDA approved. And what does that mean for the vaccine?
Well, you know, one of the things is a lot of people were saying that they were going to wait until it was fully approved by the FDA to take it. So one of the things that they're hoping is that a lot more people are willing to take it. There's probably going to be a lot more mandates. One of the big arguments, well, it's experimental. It's not FDA approved yet. How can you make me take something that's experimental? And now that it is FDA approved, then it's something that will be probably required more. There'll be more of a push along those lines. They have actually come up with a name for the vaccination now.
Oh, a name for the vaccine.
Yeah, Comirnaty.
What is that?
Comirnaty.
Huh. And it sounds Italian.
I know. Hey, Comirnaty. And basically, it's from the COVID and then the mRNA. So they kind of made a little...
Combined.
Yeah, they kind of, I guess, had a little fun with it.
Okay. Well, that's good to have these days.
Yeah, so they actually came up with a name for it now that it's been FDA approved, and we'll see how everything goes from there.
So will Moderna be far behind Pfizer?
No, they said that it's also on a fast track, and we should be seeing Moderna actually get their FDA full approval coming up pretty soon.
Okay. So how effective are the vaccines in controlling the virus?
Well, the whole thing is that have an understanding of exactly what the vaccines are said to do. They do not cut down on your ability to actually catch the virus or spread the virus. And that's an important type of thing. That's one of the reasons that at first they said, oh, you don't need to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated, with the idea that, you know, you wouldn't be catching it and you wouldn't be spreading it. They found that that was not true. They called them breakthrough infections. As they do the studies, because Israel was the first country to go ahead and get people vaccinated. And what they found is that basically you're just as likely to catch it if you have the vaccine or not. So they said, well, no, you've got to mask again. Once they saw that, that was the reason that that was put in place. The other thing is that the vaccine actually starts to wear off. And as we're getting variants, it's not as effective.
Right. Is it as effective on the Delta variant?
No. So they were saying it was 95% effective against the Alpha variant when we were first dealing with it. But the Delta variant, the effectiveness went from 95% down to 65%. And the Israeli basically said it was 45%, even down to 35%.
Effective
against the Delta variant. And what that means, effective, and people don't understand, is that the severity of the symptoms.
Okay, that's so, what that means.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it keeps you from getting it. One of the things that they proposed is possibly doing a nasal spray. What it seems to do is keep the infection to get from getting into the lower lungs, not the upper lungs. So if you actually do a nasal spray, that might be, that's an idea that they have, could actually help prevent you from getting it and keeping it in the upper respiratory area. So there's some thoughts along those lines on how they would be working the vaccines and maybe improving things. And then Pfizer has just come out and said, it looks like after 6.5 months that the vaccine is absolutely ineffective against the virus. So every 8 months now they want to do another booster shot is basically
a
what's
third
going
shot
on.
They're calling it
third shot, and then probably in 8 months a fourth shot, fifth shot, sixth shot,
On and on.
Yeah, but that hasn't really been tested yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that would be something that, well, what does a third shot do to you? Interestingly, Bill Maher, who is a liberal late night mm-hmm. talk show host, says he's done.
He's done with what?
He's got both of the vaccines, first ones. And he said the reason he did that was to do his part. He didn't feel like he was actually in any type of a risk. He had the virus and had very mild symptoms, so he felt that he was in pretty good shape. But he says, you know, doing a third booster is not something he's going to do. Mm. He said that's just not where he's at and what he feels comfortable with. So people are starting to, well, how many boosters are we going to need to do? How is that going to work out for my health? What are the risks that are involved?
Right, and people are already starting to get the boosters.
Yeah, the boosters mm-hmm. are already starting to go. People who are at higher risk, it's something that they have started in Israel. And right now, the people who've even had the third booster are getting the virus just as often as people who've never been vaccinated. So that's showing up.
How is the safety of the vaccine proving?
Without a doubt, according to the VAERS and the European measurement of how vaccines work, it has the most amount of adverse reactions of any vaccine ever put out. Mm. And that's not really questionable.
Right.
So you have more adverse reactions with these particular vaccinations than you have with all the vaccinations ever given in the history of the world combined.
And it's only been out a short time.
Been out for a short time. So
I want to make sure you tell our listeners, too, what VAERS is.
Yeah.
That's the reporting.
Yeah, vaccine adverse reporting mm-hmm. system that the United States government has put out that you can actually contact through the CDC and then report any type of injuries. And matter of fact, the physicians are required by law to report the adverse reactions. There was a whistleblower with the Moderna vaccine group mm-hmm. said that there have been 300,000 adverse reactions that Moderna has actually documented with their vaccination.
Mm, but they weren't getting that information out there.
It wasn't actually getting all the way over to VAERS. So whether that's true or not, we don't know yet, but they claim that they have evidence along those lines and that there is a lawsuit that's involved with it.
So should children be getting the vaccine?
Well, children, understanding those under 12, it's 1 in 1.7 million mm-hmm. is the death rate for children. So there is some risk involved. It's very, very slight. But for children, what they're finding is 1 in 9 is having a adverse event with the vaccination.
Okay.
So as a parent, you need to look at that and determine whether that's something that you want to put your child through.
You said 1 out of 9.
1 out of 9.
Oh, so your first statistic was the COVID
virus
deaths, yeah, which is
one out of 1.7 million.
Okay.
So, you know, there is some risk involved in that with children. Mm-hmm. There are situations, but the way that you always look at any type of a healthcare product, mm-hmm. Whether it's a pharmaceutical or vaccination, whatever, is safety versus effectiveness. Now, when you're looking at someone who's older, the risk of having the virus is actually greater than the vaccination. So taking the vaccine makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. If you're obese is another different types. If you have different types of pre-existing conditions, the risk of having the virus is greater than having the vaccination. However, for children, you know, the only reason that you would do that along the lines for kids is so that they wouldn't spread it to other people. But there was a assumption on people's part that if you got the vaccination, then you couldn't spread it. Mm-hmm. So you're giving the shot to children, but they can catch it just as well, whether they have the vaccination or not, and can spread it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense per se. Mm.
So should schools be masking children?
Well, the big thing is that here in the United States, they have said that children should be masked, has been the conclusion. over in Europe, the European Union has actually said children should not be masked. Mm-hmm. So they've looked at the same data and came up with different conclusions. So, you know, they sit there and say, well, you need to follow the science. Well, the Europeans have looked at the same science that the Americans have and come to the conclusion that masking is actually detrimental to a child's health, not helpful. Mm-hmm. So they have completely rejected that. So, you know, it's open to interpretation. And it's not really clear. And
really?
Yeah, it's, you know, basically kids under 12 don't do well with masks. Mm-hmm. They don't take care of them. You know, I mean, you know, I've talked to elementary teachers and they said, you know.
They share them.
They share them. They switch them. They use them for napkins for after they eat lunch. They drop them in the bathroom, pick them back up, put them back on.
Great form.
Yeah, you know, any type of benefit, because kids are going to be kids and they're not careful. Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful with a mask to make it effective.
Yeah, it's interesting. They said a lot of the babies, infants born during this time, you know, haven't gotten those cues.
Correct. There is a tremendous amount of things that are going on. Mm-hmm. On a positive note.
All right. Let's hear something positive.
Israel has actually come up with a new pharmaceutical. Mm. They have found that 90% of patients who are treated with this, who are severe, who are in hospitals, about to die, 90% are out of the hospital within 5 days.
Wow. That's
so,
good news.
Yeah, this is actually could be a game changer on the amount of deaths for the COVID. Mm-hmm. And basically what it works on is something called CD24, a part of the immune system that has the overreaction of the immune system. That's one of the greatest dangers that actually occurs with the virus, mm-hmm. is that the body overreacts. And so getting that down is actually, and what controls that, is a portion of the immune system called CD24. They've called the treatment Exo-CD24. What it does is it targets the immune system to actually stop the cytokine production. Cytokines are what makes the inflammatory process. Mm-hmm. Now we're using steroids, which actually lowers the entire immune system. What this drug does is it targets the part of the immune system that actually causes the problem. So much better type of thing, and very exciting.
That's encouraging.
What
is it called again? It's coming out of Israel.
Exo-CD24.
Okay, lots of new names. And
yes, so they've gone through phase one trial, and so they're taking it to the next step, and hopefully that becomes available in America soon.
Well, thanks for the update, Dr. Prather. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to strengthen the body's resistance to the virus, and build that immune system, because that's really important to have a strong immune system. Holistic Integration is excited to announce the launch of our very own dietary and herbal supplement line, Stasis Supplements. Stasis Supplements are created to maximize our patients' experience of true health by bringing mind, body, and spirit back into alignment. Learn more about Stasis Supplements on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip, featuring Rapid Release Technology. What professionals out there use the Rapid Release Technology?
It was invented by a chiropractor, and chiropractors actually are really quite innovative and have come up with quite a few devices. So chiropractors obviously were the first ones to start using it. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, massage therapists are also using it. Athletic trainers,
the NFL, NBA.
NBA, NHL. PGA. So it's very important for sports. A lot of Olympic athletes are using that to maintain the function of their body. So for sports, for recovery, even after surgeries, headache clinics are using it.
I've even taken the softer head over someone's cranium and that back occiput area.
Sure.
And you know, we have sutures in our skull, and work the sutures with it. The headache people just love that.
you just see people kind of drifting off.
Uh-huh.
So during the treatment, if you're not careful, I mean, people are just going to fall asleep on you.
That's all right. TMJ, using that small head.
Yeah, and temporomandibular joint syndrome can be very, very devastating to people. Getting that under control can really help out. One of the things that's very interesting is that we used it for people with depression even. One of the things that occurs with depression, pain can kind of kick that off. And then also the levator scapula. As you release that, then all of a sudden people can start breathing.
Those are up in the neck area, that upper back.
We call those the tension muscle mm-hmm. headaches. Getting that release can actually change people's anxiety levels and decrease their depression levels.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, it's time to strengthen the body's resistance. It's always important to have a strong immune system, especially during this time with the new variants.
Sure.
They're talking about more variants, right, coming?
And yeah. Pfizer actually has come out and said that there is variants out there that the vaccine doesn't work on at all.
Yeah. So let's talk about how to build the body's resistance, build the immune system. Why, Dr. Prather, why should we build our own body's resistance, and why is that important?
Well, there's two ways that you look at infections. First off, is the viral load that you're attacked with. Mm-hmm. That's why people who work in COVID wards are more likely to get it, is because there's just a tremendous amount of viral load there. And that's one of the reasons that they recommend masking, is to cut down on your viral load attack on your body. So those are the recommendations. So reducing that is one thing. You know, that's why they tell you to avoid people, to lock down, all those types of things, was to cut down on people's viral load that attacks them. But the other equation is people's resistance. The stronger the resistance that you have in your body, the less likely that the viral load will overwhelm your system. Mm-hmm. So the greater the resistance, the higher the viral load has to be able to overcome your body. So your resistance is extremely important. And one of the things that you can actually control, you know, right. The viral load you can try to control, but sometimes, you know, things are outside of your ability to control that.
Right. Whereas especially if you want to live and do things. And,
right, right. Yeah. But your resistance is something that people should be working on anyway, because it improves the overall health of your body.
Yes. So can we rely on the vaccine to save us?
Well, that was the big hope. You know, that the vaccine, everybody was very excited about it. The initial types of trials and the initial benefit showed up to be very strong. So we were all very hopeful about that. But from what we talked about before, we know that it doesn't really protect us. We still get the virus at the same rate. whether we're vaccinated or not, and that the ability to actually fight it off actually lowers now that new variants are coming out, and that the immunity actually wears off after about 6.5 months.
Yeah.
So
we want to give people hope here that this is something they can take responsibility for, that they can do by doing the structure function medicine that we do at Holistic Integration. This is what we're all about.
Well, one of the big things is people have a lot of fears associated with this, and we do want to bring hope to them.
Yes.
There are things that can be done to tip the balance in your favor.
Mm-hmm. So why is keeping our bodies healthy important to us and others? That's kind of an obvious question, but...
Right. Well, not only that, you know, they talk about spreading it. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the biggest things is, well, maybe you're okay, but maybe someone else isn't, you know, and then you need to help to take care of them. So it's like Bill Maher said, you know, I took one for the team. You know, I didn't think that I was really at risk and probably wasn't, but I did the vaccination so that I wouldn't spread it to others. Well, one of the things that you can actually do is if you build up your own resistance, then not only are you helping yourself, but others too, because then you don't become a conduit of the virus to other people, mm-hmm. because you're able to fight it off. So this is something that you're doing not only for yourself, but also for your loved ones and your neighbor. So it's the right thing to do.
Right. Very important. So what is involved with building natural resistance?
Well, as you're looking at natural resistance, of course, people are very aware of vitamins and minerals playing a very big role mm-hmm. in your overall health and well-being. You're also talking about getting enough sleep, eating right. Even stress plays a very big role.
Mm-hmm.
No one's
stressed right now.
Right, I know. One of the things is almost all pandemics happen during stressful times. The more stressed people are, the weaker their immune system becomes. The weaker their immune system comes, the worse the pandemic becomes.
Mm-hmm.
So stressing people out, that was one of the big arguments against the lockdown, is what we're getting people more stressed, and actually are we then, is the negative actually outweighing the benefit?
Mm-hmm.
So if we stress people out, then we're actually probably sending the pandemic even further down the lane.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to be really, really careful on how we actually evaluate things and how we work it. And looking at all those types of things and putting it into a total picture is something that people need to be thinking about.
So who is at risk, and, you know, is there hope?
Sure. The people who are most at risk for the virus are those people who are older. Now, the people who are older are known to be very deficient on quite a few nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that people become older. You don't absorb your foods quite as well. You don't eat as well. So it's kind of a well-known thing that most of the nutritional deficiencies happen in the aged. So even if you're older, you can actually have a very good resistance if you're actually making sure that you keep up on your vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we help people with, and through diagnostics. In fact, I just got my blood work done a couple weeks ago, and very helpful in knowing what I need.
What you need to be working on and how to work on it. And then also people who are obese,
mm-hmm.
People with diabetes, all those types of things, and things oftentimes that can actually be worked on.
Right. So how can we measure our immune resistance?
Well, the best way to measure our immune resistance is through lab tests. So one of the things is, well, how do I know? Because oftentimes people will get sick and say, I thought I was healthy. Well,
right.
If you don't test, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people aren't having thorough tests. And there's a lot of different types of tests that you should be doing. You're talking about blood work, finding out about your gut health, your mineral balance. All those types of things play a very big role in a measurement of your overall health.
So let's talk about blood work. We do pretty extensive blood work. I knew I was feeling a little more than tired. Got the blood work. The things that it showed were very helpful to me. And now I'm on supplementation and can tell a difference in a short amount of time, less than a week, and my energy level in that. So what role does blood work play in evaluation of our health?
Well, we always say that the blood work is the blueprint of your body.
Mm.
So if you want to understand your health, you have to understand blood work. And we're not just talking about, you know, the way that it's read through disease care. What you should be having someone do is read it to understand structure function care, where the balance of the physiology, not just that, oh, you don't have a major disease I need to give you a pharmaceutical for, but you're out of balance. Things aren't working quite right. So what's all involved in looking at the blood work? Well, of course, your immune system, evaluating that. Many of the people are showing up a deficient immune system, and you have to get that fixed.
Instead of, looking for a disease, you're looking
at for
the health of the immune system.
Right.
Yeah, homeostasis.
So that's a very important factor in saying, you've got a weakened immune system. You've got a stressed immune system, which makes you much more open to any type of viral infections. So getting that down and under control is one of the major things. I mean, get everything balanced out on that. In homeostasis is very, very important. If it's too high, you're under some type of immune stress. If it's too low, your body's not responding to the immune system. So there are a lot of things that can be done to actually bring the immune system back into line. The other thing is you have to look at the hormones. That has a lot to do with how your immune system actually responds. Mm-hmm. If you are low on your adrenals, if you're low on your thyroid, or too high on your thyroid, if the endocrine system isn't working right, your immune system isn't going to be working right. Are you too toxic on your liver? If you're carrying too much toxins, then you're more likely to have get an infection. So all those different types of factors go into evaluating someone. And as you can get those things balanced out, people actually start to feel better. The fatigue starts to go away. And that also means that your immune system is working stronger and you're much more able to resist any type of infection coming around.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about more and certain products that are helpful. The diagnostics are very important so you know where you're at. I love that the blood work is the blueprint to your health.
Correct.
And I love when you say, too, that our body's the hero. We're going to talk more about that when we come back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Fact of life, you do not want a kidney stone. You may want to fall wiener first in a badger hole, but you do not want a kidney stone. How many people have had a kidney stone?
Oh, quite a few.
How many people have fallen wiener first in a badger hole? See, and the thing only hurts when it moves. You just never knew when it was going to move. I mean, you'd feel great. You'd be talking to people. People are like, Jeff, what are you working on? I'm like, well, I was just out in L.A. filming some more of the American Bible Challenge. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Hold my hand. Help me, Jesus. They're like, boy, he takes that show seriously, doesn't he?
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
What has research shown about the common treatments for cardiovascular disease?
The National Institute of Health did a very, very thorough study over that to find out how effective and how much of a change it makes to have the stents and the surgeries actually done. And their conclusion was not so much. I was actually very surprised about that. The only difference that it makes is if it's an emergency. If you're having a heart attack, I would prefer you to go to the emergency room, not to my office, because they actually do a much better job. However, if you're talking about long-term health of the heart, structure function care does the best. Really, the surgeries at this point, one of the biggest money makers for hospitals, so there's a lot of pushback from it, but the research that the National Institute of Health actually did was pretty clear-cut. The results on that were zero.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with five built-in heads, giving you the versatility ability to treat small bony surfaces such as fingers, wrists, and ankles, powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRAYTHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking right now about how to strengthen the body's resistance against the virus. There's things that we can do to keep our immune system up. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how to measure our immune resistance. We talked about blood work. What we're looking there. You talk about, Dr. Prather, obesity is a risk.
As a big factor, yes.
Yeah, risk factor. How is that measured?
Well, usually they use BMI, which is a terrible way to actually get a measurement. Mm-hmm. We do something called a body composition analysis, which gives a much more accurate measurement of your fat percentage. And the problem with fat is that it throws off the physiology of the body. Weakens the immune system, causes nutritional deficiencies and endocrine changes that then the body isn't able to resist viruses to the same extent. Having a good measurement along those lines, so with the body composition analysis, it gives us a very accurate measurement of our fat percentage, which is what's important, not just our BMI.
Right.
Because you can be someone who's very muscular and have a poor BMI and you actually have a low fat percentage. And you can be someone who actually has a good BMI, body mass index, where they take the height and weight and do a mathematical analysis on that and actually be what's called a skinny fat, where you're mainly fat and don't have a whole lot of muscle. Which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So either way along those lines, having a good measurement along those lines is important. And then also with the body composition analysis, it gives us something called the phase angle. And the phase angle is the electromagnetic charge around the cell. The higher it is, the healthier you are, the healthier the cell is. The lower it is, the less healthy the cell is. So it's the gold standard for measurement of cellular health. And one of the things that if you have a high phase angle, you're more resistant to the virus than a lower phase angle.
And we test all this at our office in the first appointment.
Certainly.
We have all that information.
It gives us a very good overall picture of someone's health.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about evaluating why it's so important, our gut.
Yes. National Institute of Health had a very big study on the importance of the microbiome, what they call the gut health of the body. And they said that's the biggest factor in our overall immune system. So your gut is actually extremely important. If you're really worried about the virus, things like that, getting the lab tests done is critically important. Mm-hmm. And getting your gut health up is critically important.
Right.
Because it's going to play the biggest role on whether you actually get the virus or not. So, when we're talking about, as they were doing studies on people, they found that 26% of the people are completely immune to the virus. What is it about those 26% of the people? Mm-hmm. It's because they actually have a healthy gut, they have a good working endocrine system, they have a good immune system, they have the nutrients that are involved, and they also have a low fat body fat percentage. So those are the people who are really not at risk, and if we can get people over into that category, we can actually increase that.
You know, and that's so what's so rewarding about what we do is help people move along in their health journey.
Sure.
So they can fight and their body can resist the virus. Or even if they get it, their symptoms are minimal.
Minimal.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the role hair analysis plays, why that's important to building your immunity.
Hair analysis basically shows up if you have any heavy metals, which weakens your immune system. One of the major things that actually can occur along those lines. Zinc, of course, is very well known to be a major factor in your body's ability to actually fight off the virus. If there's an imbalance between copper, zinc, then that's a critical type of thing. Calcium levels, magnesium levels, all those types of things plays a very big role in your overall health of the body. Molybdenum works very much along the lines of your mitochondria, keeping those up to par, which keeps your energy up. So looking at all those types of things with a hair analysis is absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm. Can nutritional values be measured?
Yes. There are blood tests that you can actually do that can actually measure out your nutritional values to a very very precise type of level.
Mm-hmm. So what is the most important nutrition for fighting the COVID virus?
Zinc.
Zinc, yes. We have a lot of zinc going out of our office.
Zinc interrupts the reproduction of the virus in our cells. So zinc is very well known to be the major factor. Matter of fact, you know, they're talking about ivermectin and other different types of medications is very important for fighting off the virus. Those are big things on the internet that you should be taking. But the whole point behind those medications is that they help to deliver zinc into the cells.
That's what they do.
That's actually what they do. When they did studies, you know, that disprove that these medications actually worked, they didn't add zinc to it. The medications actually do nothing for the virus itself. It's just the delivery of the zinc that actually makes the difference. And zinc is very well known to be the strong man on fighting the virus.
Well, I remember when the virus first came out on the West Coast, there was a hospital doing the vitamin A and the zinc treatments.
Sure.
And somehow that got banned and stopped. But it's interesting that, you know, we're back to zinc, and help people have needed zinc through this whole pandemic.
Well, one of the things that we do, of course, is with the hair analysis, we can actually measure the zinc levels. We can also do a blood test that measures the cellular zinc in the red blood cells also, just to see how that's working. So those two combined can really give us a picture on your zinc levels and how to work with it. And we don't actually need the pharmaceuticals to deliver the zinc into the body.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major things is we have five different kinds of zinc that we utilize.
In our office. Five different kinds.
And some of them are designed to get right into the cellular structure immediately and actually give a very strong dose along those lines. And as we give those to people who are actually going through the COVID, they oftentimes can say that they feel an immediate difference that day on how they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And getting that into the system is what's really important. And one of the things that we're able to do is test out which of those five, and oftentimes we use a combination of them. There could be two or three that actually are needed to get the zinc levels up. So being able to test on that and see which form of zinc is necessary for you is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things is also, I'm not just encouraging people to go out there and take zinc. Really, you should be tested beforehand.
Right.
Because you can cause problems by taking too much zinc or taking things out of balance. So the copper-zinc ratio is very important, because if you become too high in copper and low on zinc, the copper actually is what helps to fight against bacterial infections. Zinc helps to fight against viral infections. And you need a balance of those to actually have things working correctly. Mm-hmm. So
makes sense, homeostasis.
Homeostasis and testing is very important. Mm-hmm. So having someone who actually follows that. Too many people are just buying stuff willy-nilly here and there. I know that quite a few people have just bought ivermectin over the counter and started taking it, expecting that to work. Well, it's not going to do anything unless you're also taking the proper zinc with it. And then there are, really, you don't necessarily need that delivery system if you're getting the right zinc for your body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really understanding that and going after it is a very important way. And doing it properly and with a doctor's supervision is the best way to actually approach this whole process.
It makes sense. When we come back, we're going to talk about more things that'll help, other vitamins and minerals that'll strengthen the body's resistance.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration. Dr. Prather, how common is infertility?
The official numbers are about 10% of the population has been diagnosed with infertility problems.
That'd be women.
Actually, it's about 50-50.
Oh,
when you're talking about infertility issues, it's not just a woman's problem, but it's also a man's problem, too. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, it is actually a growing problem. It's getting worse.
What role does structure function care play in treating infertility?
Most people think about the medical intervention, IVF treatments, but really, as you're looking at, the first step should be just trying to get healthy. You know, approaching this from a standpoint of things aren't working right, what's not working right, and then getting it functioning properly. The healthier you are, the more likely you are to get pregnant. That's just the way it works.
Is our office successful in treating infertility?
Yes, and one of the things is we have quite a few couples who come in for infertility problems, and we have an extremely high success rate. As we look at the percentage of who I kind of consider was our infertility patients, most of them that we kind of consider had already been through medical intervention trying to get pregnant. We're unsuccessful. And we have about between an 80 and 90% success rate, even with those men and women.
That have already been through the medical.
That have already tried the medical and was unsuccessful.
Interesting.
It's amazing, again, if you get the body healthy, how successful that is.
And the medical intervention is so costly.
It's extremely costly, but if you've been through it, oftentimes we need to really repair a lot of damage. Because it's really, really hard on the body. Mm-hmm. It's not a pleasant experience at all. Very emotional, very expensive. And really, really just wears out. And there's been quite a few women who, I don't even care about getting pregnant right now. I just want to, you know, my hormones are all a mess. I've lost weight. There's all sorts of different things that are going on. When we do their blood work, you know, there's kidney damage, liver damage, that has actually occurred through it. Mm-hmm. And so we get them healthy, and as we're getting them healthy, all of a sudden they get pregnant too. So it's a very rewarding type of thing.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Bring yourself back to heart health with holistic heart treatment from Holistic Integration. Holistic Heart was created with the goal of offering all-inclusive, medically sound, safe, natural, and non-invasive cardiac care to our patients. Surgery and prescription medications are not the only treatments available for cardiac patients, but they are, unfortunately, the only options presented by many other healthcare providers. While helpful and appropriate for many, these options often provide no long-term relief from chest pain and other cardiac conditions. These invasive procedures and prescription medications can also lead to more pain and greater risk of serious side effects. It's time for you to consider a new direction for heart treatment. We are now accepting a limited number of patients for cardiac services through Holistic Heart. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Heart, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about how to strengthen the body's resistance to the virus, building the immune system, very helpful, something that we practice structure function care, and something that we really help people with. And the diagnostics, Dr. Prather, you talked about how important it is to know. For example, what role does vitamin D play? People don't realize that's a fat-soluble vitamin.
Right.
You know, they're
again,
taking it by the handfuls, but you have to know.
Right. You can actually take too much vitamin D. You can
toxic.
Take too much zinc. You can become toxic in these things. So just taking things without having it tested isn't a good idea. So getting your blood work test, it's a very simple type of test and very accurate. They've got that down to see what your levels of vitamin D are. And vitamin D has been shown to cut down on your risk for severe COVID-19 by 85%. So
wow.
What they were finding is with a vaccination, you had a 95% reduction in your chances of having severe COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it has reduced with the Delta variant to be, according to Pfizer, 65%, and actually, according to the Israelis, 45-35%. And it wears off after a period of time. Whereas the vitamin D level gives you an 85% improvement on your severity of the disease.
Mm.
And it's consistent. So it's not something that's going to change. So if you can keep your vitamin D level up, according to statistics, it's actually better right now than a vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really concerned, if they were really concerned about really cutting things down, they should do a massive vitamin D blood test on everybody in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and then get everybody's vitamin D level at normal. And we would have an 85% reduction in severe cases of the COVID.
Yeah.
And it works on every single variant that's out there.
And every single variant, right. Yeah, it'd be a nice vitamin D screening.
It would, yeah. And that's what we do with every person's blood test. That's one of the things that we do is a vitamin D screening.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's talk about vitamin A. We talk about the importance of vitamin D and that statistic, Dr. Prather. I mean, 85%.
85% reduction, yes.
Why is vitamin A important?
Vitamin A is very important for lung health. So if you have a low, like the measles, mm-hmm. The treatment for measles is vitamin A. Because it gets the body's immune system up to par, cuts down on respiratory infections. So vitamin A is known as the defense mechanism for the lungs. And of course, one of the biggest things that people are dealing with is lung issues. So getting your vitamin A is important, but again, you can become toxic on your levels of vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to do that is beta carotene. You can take as much as you possibly want, without really any side effects, because the body, if it doesn't need it, convert it into vitamin A, it won't convert it, and it's a very safe means of keeping your lung health and keeping those respiratory infections and that shortness of breath under control.
Yeah. And we have an immune booster package that we talk about in between our segments.
And that's one of the big things that we put on there is the beta carotene.
So why is iodine critical for immune health? I know I'm taking iodine right
now. Well, iodine, they haven't done the studies on that, but it's very well known that iodine is absolutely critical for immune health. So that's another way that you can get things under control. Iodine is very well known to be important for thyroid health. But what people don't understand is that the immune system, to be able to develop and fully functional, has to have a proper levels of iodine. So just like vitamin D, and quite frankly, from what I've seen, iodine is just as important as vitamin D.
And we're in the Midwest, which our soil is depleted from iodine, especially here in Indiana.
Right. So iodine deficiency is a very common type of thing. And another blood test that we do on people as just part of our screening. And oftentimes, even people with thyroids that are underfunctioning, they're taking thyroid medicine, still aren't feeling well. Oftentimes, as soon as we give the iodine, everything starts to click in and they start to feel well, because that's not going to be functioning. As we talked about, the endocrine system is absolutely critical for normal immune system functioning.
Yeah.
So it works on the cellular level to get the immune system working properly, but then it also works on the endocrine system so it's working properly, which also has an effect on the immune system.
So what other vitamins and minerals play a role in body resistance to viruses?
Well, there's actually quite a few. One of the things that is a excellent one for people to be aware of is something called monolaurin. Monolaurin strengthens the cell walls. The stronger.
That's part of our immune booster package, too.
Yes, absolutely. And the cell walls, if it's strong enough, can actually resist penetration by the virus. And so how strong your cell walls. And so monolaurin is one of the factors that go into it, but also your cholesterol levels. One of the problems that we have with cholesterol-lowering drugs is it actually weakens the cell walls, which allows viruses to actually replicate even quicker. So if you have a lower cholesterol level, then that also cuts down on your body's ability to the cellular ability of your body to resist the viruses. So if you are on cholesterol-lowering drugs, you need to be extra careful with the virus and start to work on making sure that your cellular walls are built up as much as they possibly could be. And taking some monolaurin is one of the ways that you can do that.
Yeah, it sounds like we're like building a fort.
Yeah, you're building a fort. Of course, vitamin C. It's very well known that vitamins, even Dr. Fauci is saying, I'm taking my zinc, my vitamin D, and my vitamin C.
Well, he said that. Okay.
Yeah, he actually said, he said, you know, you need to. So no one's really disagreeing on the nutritional importance of keeping your health up to par. Yeah. And vitamin C, the B vitamins is another thing that we check on. We can run all the values along those lines, make sure that that's up to par. All these types of things go in together to really get this whole process up to par, up to where it should
be. We just have a minute left. I want to make sure anything else you want to add on herbals, homeopathics.
There's Venus flytrap, Eridodile, there's all sorts of elderberry. There are a lot of different types of herbals that can do wonders for your immune system. You know, along with that, homeopathy is very important. We actually see very excellent improvement in immune system with homeopathy. And then also chiropractic.
Yeah, get chiropractic that nervous system.
Yes, get the nervous system working right. And all these things work together to build up the homeostasis and the resistance of the body. Yes, we need the pharmaceuticals, you know, to help. And again, we always point out to people we really need 80% of the health to be in structure function, 20% in the pharmaceutical realm. And as we combine those, then we can make people the healthiest that they possibly can be.
All right. Thank you. Very encouraging, very hopeful. Thank you, Dr. Prathis.
Thank you, Lisa.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.